my dear, we cannot thank you and Sir Algernon enough for all the hospitality you have shown us this past week. It has been very pleasant after all the hectic electioneering and political drama. And such a joy being here with you again, hasn't it, William?
What's that you say, my dear?
I am just thanking Mary and Sir Algernon for the delightful time we have passed with them here this week.
Quite so, quite so. Your kindness to us has known no bounds.
Pray think nothing of it. The pleasure has been entirely ours, hasn't it, Algy?
Yes, both a pleasure and an honour.
I especially enjoyed the dinner party the other evening, and being able to meet so many old friends here again. The weather also has been most agreeable, and your gardens are so attractive now. I was interested to see how well the trees which William and I planted have grown since our last visit.
With Algy away from home so much, the gardens are a great consolation to me. I was sorry that Mr. Gladstone could not join us on the walks we took. He used to love walking so much.
Alas, as you know, his energy is still formidable. He was still felling trees at Harden when he was 80 and presenting chips of wood to the many admirers who came to watch him. But I cannot hide from you, Mary, that he is no longer able to do all the things he used to do. The next few months are not going to be easy ones. Only someone with his courage and unshaken belief would have undertaken a task of forming a government with so small a majority. The Queen continues to be as hostile as ever towards him. I find her disapproval so difficult to understand after all these years, and after all that he has achieved for our country.
Cathy, do you not fear that if he takes up the cause of Home Rule for Ireland again and does not achieve it, that his mighty reputation will be lost?
Certainly not. And the Prime Minister will never run away from his duty.
My dear friend, I feel that I have not expressed to you sufficiently how much I appreciate your agreeing to serve me again as Private Secretary. Without your help, my task will have been even harder. We have but a small majority, though not small enough to abandon the Home Rule Bill. Of course, this we cannot do. We need the Irish vote, and I passionately believe that this is the way forward for Ireland. I do not think, though, that I shall be able to continue for long. Even if we get the bill through the Commons, the Lords will throw it out.
I can think of no greater honour than to serve you again. I am pleased, too, that we had the opportunity this week to work together on your plans while the ladies have been able to enjoy each other's company.